On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new Netflix film, Love Guaranteed, actress Rachel Lee Cook. Welcome to the show, Rachel. You look great. How have you been?
I've been good. I mean, I would say I've been busy, but I don't think anyone's busier than you.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. I know I'm trying to burn the candle at both ends here and in the middle. How have you been during this time? You look, like I said, you look timeless. You look the same since I last saw you, which is a compliment. I mean it that way, at least.
Well, I only thank you, only me and my particularly signature awkward brand of thank you that I can give. No, seriously, I could say the same to you. We could do this all day, Mark.
Well, let's talk about your new movie then. We'll get into it. Love Guaranteed, obviously a rom-com. What's the premise for this?
Okay, so I was intrigued by this false advertising lawsuit that I had heard about, where this group of people sued Coors Beer for not being actually made with Rocky Mountain spring water. We're both old enough to remember that sort of tagline.
Of course.
Rocky Mountain spring. Well, do you know why that went away?
Why did it go away? This is real life. This is real?
No, this is real.
Huh.
Because it wasn't true. And some people found out that it was not actually, I'm sure they're using great water, but it was not from the Rocky Mountains. So at
wow.
least maybe, after a while it wasn't, but they didn't change the advertising.
Huh.
So this group of people said, hey, that's bogus. And I've been proudly supporting, the Colorado Rockies and said waters they're from by buying this product. I feel affronted. You got to pay up. You got to pay me. You got to pay my friends. You got to change your advertising. And I just thought that was such an interesting thing because really, dude, like,
yeah.
Were you that upset? But I thought, what's a very cool extension of that? And I'm just a rom-com nerd through and through, like, for my whole life. They're my favorite.
Yeah.
And so
I appreciate a good one, too.
Right? You
yeah,
get it.
Of course.
And so I was like, what if a dating site basically made the very foolish mistake of guaranteeing love? Like, if you read the fine print in their user agreement and it said, if you go on 1,000 dates and you don't meet the love of your life, we'll eat our hat, as it were. Like, we guarantee it, or your money back, quote unquote, guaranteed. Guaranteed, the word, is legally binding language. So I thought that would be a great rom-com, and there's got to be a lawyer. So here I am.
That is an incredible backstory. And what an inspiration from Coors Light to now this Netflix film. That in and of itself is romantic, I think.
I'm going to hear that correlation of for since or again. So I apologize for the long-winded answer. But
no, yeah. I loved it. It was very thorough. You're working with Damon Wayans Jr.
Yes.
Who,
you know Damon?
I do. Good guy. We've had him in here a few times. So, yeah. Now, how did he handle the romance part? Is it more romantic comedy because he's involved?
Let me see. I feel like Damon really brought it. That guy can smolder when he wants. he would murder me for saying that. He would roll his eyes and be like, please. Yeah. But he knows how when he needs to. He's so funny. Like, I will say that, but let me also qualify that Damon is the least actor. He is the least vain actor I've ever worked with, so he would absolutely die that I said that.
Oh, that's a nice compliment. That's a nice compliment there.
True.
You mentioned this dating apps, which of course begs the question, have you yourself used dating apps before?
I have.
Okay. How was the experience?
I had some of the very classic experiences. Had the one where you talk to someone for like a month and then they disappear. Had the one where it turns out they don't have a home.
Adventurous.
all the hits. What can I say?
All the hits. Got it.
Stay married forever, Mario.
Oh my gosh. No, I know. Absolutely. Did you film this, by the way, or where did you film this? And I'm assuming it was pre-pandemic.
Oh yeah. We were filming in Vancouver. I'm sure you spent there as well. It's absolutely beautiful. And we were doubling it for Seattle. So the rain, I guess you could say, came in handy, but was also annoying.
Yeah, not too far away either, right there. So you've also done 3 Vineyard movies for Hallmark. Any plans to play Frankie Baldwin again?
I think here's the thing. I'm just going to be real honest with you. each of those movies had a very strong storyline about how things kept going wrong with the wine. And I think that it's going to start seeming like we just don't actually know how to make wine very well. We keep making these movies and people are going to say, what are these two dum-dums doing? They don't know how to make wine. They've got to stop.
Right. I love the name, by the way. Frankie Baldwin's a great name.
Right. Only when we go fix your truck later.
Yeah. I have one daughter. I have three kids, only one daughter. She's a Francesca. We wanted to say Frankie, but it didn't stick because my wife's got a sister who's got a kid that's already Frankie. She stole the name. It's a whole thing.
Well, I hear you. My daughter's Charlotte. We thought we were going to call her Charlie. She's like, my name's Charlotte.
Yeah. My other son, Dominic, too. He's not a big fan of nicknames either. It seems my name's Dominic. So the whole thing. Speaking of which, how many kids do you have, Rachel? How old are they?
I have two. Okay. I have two. I will never forget talking to you when I was pregnant with my daughter. I was so freaked out. You already had, I think, at least 1.5 kids at that point.
Uh-huh.
Because this would have been a little over 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in our studio when we were downstairs.
Yeah, that's right. That's so right.
I will never forget this moment because I was really nervous about having my first kid. I remember saying to you, how do you, keep it alive? And you were like, you know what? You two just got to take time for you. You got to make date nights. And I was like, I meant the baby.
That's the best moment ever right there.
Like,
so funny.
You really want me to get into it with me about how you keep it alive.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It was kind of scary the first part. You go and you check, make sure they're breathing in the crib and everything. Now, by the time you get to the third one, you're like, ah, he's fine. He's good. Yeah. Here's a fun fact. One of your earliest gigs was modeling for the cover of the Milkbone Box. You remember anything about that photo shoot with the dog?
Yes, I do. And I also especially remember how cruel your classmates can be when you're in second grade and you show up what you think is going to be this cool thing you accidentally just mention in class is the thing that you did. And then your classmates are like, ha ha, which one's the dog? And you're just like,
wow.
Jeez.
That's a tough crowd.
Yeah, but you know what? Who's laughing now?
Exactly.
That's probably still them.
Where are you from originally, by the way, Rachel?
I'm from Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
You're a Cali kid, right?
I'm a Southern Cali kid. Yeah.
You're born in LA.
Born and raised in LA. My sister lived in Minneapolis for about 5 years. Actually, went to go visit her. The neighborhood Eden Prairie, I think, is the name of the neighborhood.
It is a lovely suburb. I used to take gymnastics out there, which I really didn't think we were going to end up talking about.
You used to take gymnastics at Eden Prairie. Okay, good to know. It's another fun fact.
My sister now. I'm very invested in this.
I think she's now in Houston, Texas. She made quite the...
I think we found the moment in this interview that Rachel will never forget.
Right, right.
What's going on in Texas? I'm very curious about this, Mario.
Her husband was a professional football player, and he played for the Vikings, and then he moved to... his new deal was with the Texans, so then she remained there. So yeah, that's how
that
she ended.
That is a very, very cool answer.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth. All right, Rachel, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? What's your favorite show? Favorite show you binged during quarantine?
This is hard. Probably 90 Day Fiancé or Indian Matchmaking on Netflix. What's yours?
Indian Matchmaking on Netflix? I haven't heard. Wait, is that... What is that? Is that just specifically for Indian people they matchmake?
Well, it's in the title.
Huh. Okay. I was not familiar. Mine, I would have to say probably the last season of Ozark, I think, would probably be the best favorite show that I've seen. Yeah. Do you watch that show?
I started getting it. Look, you're a family man. Didn't you feel like, couldn't you have found a way to keep your family out of this?
Yeah. Yes. Once I surrendered the reality of that particular equation, I enjoyed the show.
It's a very good point.
It is a very good point. Sometimes you don't have a choice, so you start messing with cartels and they don't leave you much choice. Who's that little guy behind you there?
Oh my God, Triscuit. Triscuit,
I hope Triscuit is an animal.
Yeah.
This is my friend Christina's dog. Say hello.
Oh, right. Hey, what's up, Triscuit? Cute little guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we were doing our quick questions. All right.
Okay.
Go to karaoke song.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
Okay.
It's a crowd pleaser. You can talk your way through most of it. I think it's a pretty solid choice.
That is a solid choice. I'm so glad you didn't answer with a ballad. That's my number one pet peeve. People who do ballads at karaoke. Come on.
What?
Right?
Now I need to know yours, though. What is it?
It varies depending on the amount of alcohol I've consumed. I usually like to start out with a little Lionel Richie.
And then
a little All Night Long, you know. Okay. Well, my friends, come on.
And this is going. This is with a lot of alcohol, correct?
No, that's, you know, maybe two drinks in. Then it can get crazy. I end up with like Metallica, Enter the Sandman or something. It depends. It just, there's levels. There's levels to this.
That is pro level.
Yeah. But this is about you, Rachel. Next, celebrity crush growing up.
Besides Mario Lopez. This didn't really go my way. Michael Stipe.
Oh, from R.E.M. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that didn't go your way.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's the app you use the most?
What's the app? Maps, because nope.
No. I'm all about it. With the way you go Waze, or you go the Waze sometimes, I've been finding out, jacks you up a little bit. Sometimes it takes you out of the ways.
Well, it takes you a whole different ways.
A whole different ways, exactly. And last question, something you've learned about yourself in 2020.
Something I've learned about myself in 2020. Self-quarantine has taught me that I'm kind of annoying. I've been spending a lot of time with me, and it's been a real eye-opening as to the patience that everyone in my life has.
Yes, it can be quite therapeutic, and
that's what I have learned. But no, I have no beautiful I have no sourdough bread to show for this time. One thing I've learned in 2020 is that I can't wait to learn more. I don't know.
That's a solid answer. I like that. Oh, we always keep growing. It's so nice to see you and to catch up. Hopefully we'll get you here in person soon when this madness is over. And meanwhile, everyone check out Love Guaranteed, out now on Netflix. Rachel, thanks again for checking in.
Thank you. So good to see you.
You too. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.